Good morning. I wanted to discuss a little bit this morning that mysterious blurb in the bulletin about something starting January 19th, Monday nights at 7 o'clock here. It was something that Nate and I were discussing privately one day, and something that has been burning inside of me for a while. That has to do with the kind of relationship that develops with anyone that the Lord picks out of the crowd, zeroes in on, and says, drop everything and follow me. You never know who it's going to be. Everybody's called. But you never know when it's going to be when a particular specific individual is the one whose day comes when the living Word of God picks that person out and says, you, me, let's go. But I can't help but wonder what happens after that. If that person should have the temerity to say, okay, and actually follow, you know one thing for sure, they're never going to be the same. Because that person at that time is receiving a new and fresh revelation of the living Word of God. It's just fascinating to go back to Genesis in the beginning. The very first verse, it gives the whole story right there. It's packed in there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Everything that is created, God created it. It tells you later on, then God said, it's a revelation of the living, creative Word of God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God speaks His Word, and something happens. Creation takes place. Things are never the same after that. And He keeps doing it. The Torah tells us. And then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Boom. For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. See, all of that took place before there was the Torah, before anything had been written down. So that tells you, the Torah tells you something about itself. I'm here not to draw attention to myself, but to reveal the living Word of God. Because the living Word of God reveals the incomprehensible, infinite, pure Spirit Father that no flesh can comprehend, no flesh can come directly in touch with, because they would disappear. So God speaks His living, creative Word to reach out to His people. He sends His Word like a shepherd to gather the scattered sheep. The lost, scattered sheep. It's through the living Word that He makes communication and contact. It's through the living Word that we know the Father. It's through the living Word that the Father can meet our needs. But it tells us again, it happens over and over It happens repeatedly because God's plan, that in the beginning thing, is a seed that contains so much, and it has to grow and develop and unpack and unfold. And as it unpacks and unfolds, it tells you something else. It's all implied in there. You can't just go by what you had yesterday. You can't just keep going on the fumes of what happened last month. We always, always, always need a fresh, new revelation of the living, creative, active Word of the living God. And you know what happens when we don't? It's like manna that we try to hoard from day to day. It starts to decay. It starts to get old and stale and decompose. It doesn't work today like it did back then. It also means we're not trusting God for what's ahead. We're hanging on to what's behind. Israel is in deep trouble right now. The secular nation of Israel is in trouble. It's not working. Judaism is in trouble. Christianity is in trouble. The churches go on and on and on with the same old, same old, same old. And the world's not listening anymore. Marriages of believers are coming apart. Their children are running loose, being contaminated by the lies of this fallen world and its system. We're like Jacob by the river Yabok. We come to God to grab hold of Him, to cling that He may bless us and bless us and bless us. Because we don't. What we have, what we've had from the past, it's coming apart. It's not working like it used to. It's getting stale. The wheels are coming off. But that's not bad. That's great. Because it's time. It's that season again for a fresh, new revelation of the living, active, creative Word of the living God. Hallelujah. Now! The Word is full of suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Well, that tells you it's not stale, it's not old. It's always fresh and alive, and it keeps happening. It's something that happens, not something you get a bunch of head knowledge and stuff in your head and that's it. It's something that pierces you to the core over and over and over again. As soon as the wind is coming out of your sails and you're in a dead calm, He does it again. And the sails are full and you're moving. Again and again and again and again. And if that doesn't happen, it turns to worms. There's a lot of people that know a lot about God. Boy, they got libraries full of stuff about God. Facts about God are dribbling out of their ears. That wouldn't have done Stephen any good, would it? When he was in a bad situation, when everything around him was demonically screaming for his demise, what good was head knowledge for Stephen then? But he didn't have to depend on head knowledge. God spoke His living, creative, active Word into Stephen's inner being, and he was filled with electricity and life. He got a fresh new revelation of the living Word of God, even right there, right when he needed it. It wasn't bad. It was the most awesome thing, because that Word prepared him for the eternal glory of God. It prepared him to leave this veil of tears, as they call it. There was nothing dull about it. Nobody fell asleep. It was electricity from the kingdom, from the highest heaven of God, penetrating, coming to this earth, this fallen, demon-possessed earth. The Word of God reveals something else. What were human beings when he first started in Genesis? He took dust from the earth. Ah, isn't that something to crow about? Dust from the earth. At that stage, what can dust do for itself? What good does it do if you stuff it full of head knowledge? Okay, dust, do something with your head knowledge. God spoke his living, active, creative word into the dust, and it became a living being. And later on, even after it was sin contaminated and fallen and condemned to hell, he spoke his living word into it again, and it became a regenerated spirit made in the image and likeness of God. But even regenerated spirits made in the image and likeness of God, who have the Torah, who have the Tanakh, who have the apostolic writings, who have this big organization that keeps coming together to do its stuff over and over and over and over and over, while the world ignores it. Even they always are in need of a fresh, new, unprecedented, piercing, penetrating revelation of the living, active, creative Word of the living God. God help them if for 1 minute they begin to think, that's it, I've arrived. I know all there is to know about God. I have all the answers. And they keep using what they got in the past over and over and over until it's a dead horse. And they keep trying to breathe air into its nostrils, hoping it'll get up so they can ride away into the sunset. But it just lays there. It comes apart. It decomposes because they're not connected. They're connected to a thing, but they're not connected to the Creator of all things. And they get hungry and thirsty and desperate, because that's not what they were made for. Declension, decline, corruption, ineptitude, ineffectiveness was not what they were created for. It says in the Torah that they were created for something else. They were created for this. Leave your country, your people, your father's house, and go to a land I will show you. And I will bless you. I will bless you so much that you will be a blessing. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And whoever blesses you, I will bless. And all the families of the earth that I have created will be blessed by me through you. That's what they were made for. Jacob knew that by the river Yabok. When the living word of God was sent to him that night and during his desperation, he clung to him and he wouldn't let go. He said, I won't let go until you bless me. Exactly right. That's exactly where he needed to be. But I've got news for Jacob and his descendants. God is not going to let go of you until you become a blessing to all the families of the earth. It's not just about you. It's not just about us. It's about what does Father want? What is the eternal, unchanging plan? I will bless you. But I'll bless you so that you can be a blessing. How many hundreds and thousands of people are we blessing today? Are we the electricity-filled people that are able to say with Peter and John, look at us! I don't have silver or gold. I don't depend on this world system. But what I have from the highest heavens of the kingdom of God, the electricity that is in me, that is put into me by his living creative word who lives here and acts through this flesh, that's what I have to give to you. Now get up and walk. Wow, that's electricity, ain't it? That's real. That ain't head knowledge. That's real. Ain't no cobwebs on that. But where does it come from? Does it come from head knowledge? Does it come from how well we can organize? Does it come from how well we can adapt Madison Avenue techniques? Does it come from anything in this fallen world? No. It comes from the highest heaven. It comes from the living God who speaks his living word. A few decades after the apostles died, they had the scriptures, they had the Tanakh, they had the temple worship, they had the wisdom of the sages, they had an organized thing that came from God. And it wasn't working. God said, I'm really displeased with you. You busted my covenant all every which way but loose. But I'm going to make a new one because I am going to bless you despite you. And despite you, I'm going to make you into a blessing for all the families of the earth. I don't change horses in midstream. I don't make mistakes. We're going to finish what was started. So you can sit there for as long as you want as a pile of dust. Or you can get hungry and desperate enough for me with your tongues hanging out until you can't make it another 5 seconds without me. And when you get that way, you're going to be wholehearted. And when you're wholehearted and you seek me wholeheartedly, I will be found by you. For I have plans for you. Not to hurt you, but to bless you. Not just so that you can be blessed, so that I can bless everybody that I have created. So don't get arrogant. Don't get stingy. Don't think you're the hero of the story and the star of the show and it starts and stops with you. You have work to do because I want everybody. Everybody. So, here we are today. We have Judaism. We have Christianity, the big Christian buffet. 34,000 different entrees of Jesus as you like him. Everybody's picking and choosing. I think I like this one. I don't want that one. No, that's good. Jesus as you like him, huh? I got news for everybody. That goes against the polarity of the kingdom of heaven. It's not going to work until we get in line and in step with the living God. If God created everything and men are but dust, the polarity is it comes 100% from the throne of God in the highest heaven, 100% down to what is zero. And it continues. Century after century, generation after generation, 100% earthward, 100% universe word from God. It's not 50-50. It's not 90-10. It's not 80-20. It's not 99-1. It's 100% to zero. Peter demonstrated that very well. The Lord, the living Word of God made flesh, who was dwelling among his people, was here to tell them what Father's plan was. He says, it's coming soon, boys. It's time for me to be arrested by the authorities in Jerusalem, to be tortured, to be crucified and executed, to be put into the ground for 3 days, and then to be raised up from the dead by my Father. See, here comes a polarity. This is God's plan and purpose. And Peter, he did what so many humans do. Oh, no. Oh, no, he tried to reverse the polarity. He tried to come up with a better idea. Jesus as he liked him. See, not Jesus as Father gave him. Not Jesus as Father revealed him, Jesus as we think it ought to be. Don't we all do that? Well, my God wouldn't do that. Well, where'd your God come from? Who made him up? Hundred percent zero. So if you're going to get with the flow, you have to become obedient to the polarity of God. You have to have a unique relationship to his word. Not just the written word, the living, creative, active word made flesh. The Messiah. The one who initiates the new covenant and finishes it. We're not there yet, are we? Are we? Anybody here think we've arrived? Anybody here think you got all the answers? Huh? So what does that mean? It means it's time for a new season. It's time for a fresh, new revelation from God of his living, active, creative word made flesh. Whose flesh? Our flesh. Do you feel distant from God? Is your life stale and stagnant? Is your walk with God something you're grieving over or embarrassed by? Good. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. Is your comfort zone coming apart? Are the little tricks and techniques you developed over the years and invested in, they're not working anymore? That's not bad. Don't grieve. Get excited. Stephen wasn't grieving. Oh, my God, after all I've done for you, they're killing me. No. He couldn't even think that way. He was plugged in to the latest revelation of the living word of God that Father was sending him right when he needed it, and he was filled with electricity from the kingdom of heaven, which was going to take him right there in just a few seconds. Nothing bad about that. But all that he had invested in was being trashed and stomped and stripped away from him. But so what? Who cares? Clear the decks. Get ready for action. We're heading into a new season and a new time so that God can really and honest to God, not just with that knowledge, but in real life, bless his people and make a blessing out of them like this world has never seen. Because he loves you. Because he made you for an incredible purpose and destiny. Not so that you could get lost in the crowd. Not so that people could forget your name. Not so that you could be anonymous and dust, gathering dust on some back shelf. He chose you for this time and for this generation, the dawning of the end times, the times of tribulation. Well, don't worry about the tribulation. That's for unsaved people. That's to get their attention. That's for us to be filled with electricity. Do you remember in Acts chapter 5? After Ananias and Sapphira were exposed for reversing the polarity, God didn't want a speck of that to contaminate those baby believers. It was much too important. They couldn't have anything getting in the way because he was initiating and launching the new covenant. And after that was taken care of, it says everybody was really scared. They were trembling at the word of God. Good. That's how the season always starts. Trembling, because everything you thought you knew, everything you were trying, isn't working anymore. It's getting in the way. God doesn't need our advice. He doesn't need us to edit his writings. He doesn't need us to improve on what he said in the first place or what he plans to do. He needs people that are like little children who are ready to receive and embrace his living word that the written word reveals so that he can fulfill what was written. And all those that are like little children who are teachable, who are ready to go beyond, who are ready to leave Egypt and trust him in that God only knows what, great unknown of the wilderness, where you know for sure there's nothing from the world system out there to sustain you. Nothing. No malls. No internet. No McDonald's. Not even a rest stop with a toilet, nothing. But we got to go with the flow. We can trust Father. We want to make sure that he's free to do what he promised he would do. Not next generation or the one after it. Now, through this generation. Well, those are the ones that he called. Drop everything and follow me and let's go. And so, like little children, we know it's too big to figure out, so forget that. We know we don't have time to accumulate a bunch of libraries, forget that. The only option we have left now is to go with the electricity that God is going to breathe into us. And if we're all doing that, we're all going to be one body under one head instead of the big Christian buffet, the big Judaism buffet. We're going to be Kahal Echad, one congregation. Not Jews or Gentiles, not males and females, but Yeshua, the Messiah, in all of his glory and fullness and humanity. We'll be that. And so this gathering, whatever you want to call it, ain't going to be a class taught by me, that's for sure. It's going to be a gathering of those who have been called and who are ready to obey the call. Now, not next year or after this happens or after that happens, but now. We're running out of time, aren't we? Now. We're going to gather like little piles of expectant dust. Not a big shot in their midst. All equally needy and bankrupt. And we're all going to focus on Father and wait upon Him as we go through some of the scriptures that are pertinent. We'll wait upon Him to speak His living, breathing, active, creative word into our flesh. If anything that I've said speaks to your heart, if the Holy Spirit is confirming it to you, that you are one of those, then I invite you to join us. How long it's going to go, I don't know. I'm not running it. But I think it's time for us to make ourselves available. With no strings attached and no preconceived notions. Just the written word waiting to be completed by the living word, Messiah Yeshua Himself. When that electricity comes, fresh and new, it's going to blow everything you thought you knew up to smithereens. Get ready to travel light, but get ready to travel. We've been at this place long enough. Time for the exodus to continue. We're not there yet. And I'd like to finish by leaving you with a text that reveals this awesome, wonderful, overwhelming, living Word of God. It's from Isaiah. Starting with verse 6. 55. Seek the Lord. See, not things about the Lord. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him when He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Stop reversing the polarity. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. See the polarity? It's not of this world. It comes from the highest heaven. You don't know anything about that here. You are of the earth, dust. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. See, there's the word of God again. Declares the Lord. So are my ways higher. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth, see, blessing through the word of God, blessing. That's the polarity, that's the purpose, that's the plan. If you're dry, something clogging it up. Let's get unclogged. Let's change and become like little children instead of theological big shots who have arrived. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, see, a blessing to all the families of the earth, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. See, that's our master's polarity. I only say or do what I hear my Father say. See the polarity? 100% this way. Not one time do you say, Father, how about if we do this? He's crucified to that. No self-life whatsoever. I only say or do what my Father says. For the word and the speaker of the word are one. And we were made to be their image and likeness. One with each other? No, one with him. If we try to be one with each other, we just get more buffet. But when we're all one with him, he unifies us. Because we're all in step with him. And he's free to do what he promised he would do. As only he can do it. So, the word receives from the Father what's in his heart. 100%. So don't expect Jesus to listen to you when you got some other idea. Don't expect him to bless your independent projects. He's not going to do it. God has already revealed that about his word. He's only going to do what his Father sent him to do. Anything that gets in the way, look out. Look out. I don't care how religious it looks. I don't care what it calls itself. I don't care how it's dressed up. Look out. It's 100% from God this away. And the Word of God, the living Word of God, the electricity of God is here to carry it out with those who will hear and obey the living and written Word of God. That's kind of what Monday nights are going to be about. Sort of. I don't know yet. We'll find out. But if you want to get moving, let's get together. Let's make ourselves available. Let's cry out to Father that we recognize it's time for a new season to start. Amen? Amen. 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 Thank you.